This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, in Mozambique on Tuesday, 14 deeply traumatized male migrants were rescued from a sealed shipping container on a lorry bound for South Africa. According to the International Organization for Migration, 64 other men on the truck died from asphyxiation. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, IOM's Sandra Black explains where the migrants came from and what the agency's doing to raise awareness about the dangers of such journeys.
We received the tragic news yesterday morning that the bodies of 64 migrants were found in the back of a truck that had come from Malawi. The survivors reported that they were from Ethiopia and that they're on their way to South Africa in search of better opportunities for their own lives. IOM Mozambique is in close contact with the National Migration Service of Mozambique in order to provide immediate assistance for the survivors.
Do you know how they were found?
The truck was required to pull over at a checkpoint, and police spoke with the driver, asked him what the contents of the vehicle were, asked him to open the back of the truck, and very sadly, those bodies were found. But we were glad that at least there's 14 survivors.
Thank goodness there are some survivors. It really does sound horrific. Do you have any more details about where the migrants came from? Are they all men? Are there any women and children?
All of the migrants are men. No minors, no women. We realize that these men were traveling from Malawi and that they're coming from Ethiopia with the goal of reaching South Africa. We have seen similar incidents in the past, car accidents of migrants who are coming from Horn of Africa who are attempting to travel to South Africa in search of education and economic opportunity.
Of course, they're traveling down through Mozambique, Malawi, areas that were really, really hit by two massive tropical storms, Kenneth and Idai. What's the situation for migrants? I mean, it's tough enough for many in Mozambique. So are they not aware that conditions are absolutely dire for many in Mozambique on their way through to South Africa?
Mozambique is along this Southern Africa route where we see migrants coming from East and Horn of Africa traveling down to South Africa. We still in Mozambique have over 100,000 people in resettlement sites. The country is still recovering from Cyclone Idai and Cyclone Kenneth that happened 1 year ago. We realize that these migrants are looking for educational and economic opportunities. Some of them are fleeing violence, so they may feel themselves to be in desperate situations.
And what have you managed to find out from these migrants, not necessarily those rescued from the latest lorry tragedy? What is it they tell you? What are they looking for exactly?
The situation that some of these migrants are fleeing is fleeing hardship in their countries. They're fleeing poverty, they may be fleeing violence, they may not have the opportunities that they need in order to find employment, to support their families. So they feel that migration is an opportunity to improve their circumstance, so they choose to leave their homes. Many in this region, we see them traveling to South Africa.
So what's the IOM's daily work, if you like? What's your objective, both in preventing people from risking their lives in really dangerous journeys down from the east of Africa to the south? And how do you maybe get some people home, repatriate them? That's one of the International Organization for Migration's main functions too, isn't it?
IOM Mozambique, in cooperation with other IOM missions, Ethiopia, South Africa, we're involved in information sharing. We want migrants to realize the dangers of these irregular migration journeys. We also have a project in order to voluntarily return migrants to their home countries. We have returned over several hundred migrants who went to South Africa who did not find the opportunities that they were looking for and wanted to voluntarily return to their home country. So just from Mozambique, we've returned over 300 migrants, Mozambican migrants, in the past few years from South Africa.
And finally, in terms of COVID-19 preparedness, what can you tell us about the state of play in Mozambique at the moment? Many cases of infection?
There are a few cases of COVID-19 in Mozambique. This question is best placed for the World Health Organization, but all UN agencies are in support of the government of Mozambique, the Ministry of Health, and the World Health Organization to respond to this crisis.